Let's check in with Barb Piscopo. We always enjoy talking with Barb about what's happening with the Lorraine Historical Society. Barb, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you. Happy to be talking with you today.
Well, you're into November now, and you plan things for the holidays. I know your gift shop has a lot of things that people might look to purchase for their family who are around here, or maybe those who have left Lorraine County, right?
Absolutely. We have quite a few things that people might want to purchase for the holiday. And this Sunday from 10 to 4, we are having our holiday open house. So we invite shoppers to come in. There'll be some special discounts. There'll be 20% off some select items. And we even have a bargain area where we have some items that are 50% off. But it's a place to come where you can support the Lorraine Historical Society. And I think that's what's most important to remember, that all the proceeds from our gift shop, which is all volunteer run, go to support the Lorraine Historical Society. And it's a great way to get some gifts and still support our organization. So we will be here Sunday from 10 to 4 with some wonderful porcelain handmade ornaments, some handmade laser-cut wood ornaments, as well as our traditional Afghan depicting all the landmarks, many of the landmarks here in Lorraine, and some pillows and throws with the lighthouse on it, as well as the Great Lakes area for some people who love that area and shipping on the Great Lakes. So there's lots to see and lots to buy.
Including that Lorraine Eats cookbook, right?
Oh, yeah, I can't forget that. I'm actually standing in our gift shop, and I'm just going to look at it. So the cookbooks are $25 each, but for holiday gift giving, we are doing a special reduction. So if you purchase five or more cookbooks, you can get them for $20 each. Last year, many people gave them as gifts, and so now if you want to take advantage of an extra bargain. And again, there are 400 recipes in there, many of them family, traditional family heritage recipes, many ethnic recipes, but it's all about Lorraine, and Lorraine does love to eat, so here we are.
Barb, if you could flip open a page, or maybe you remember from what you've seen already, what should Bruce and I be cooking up for lunch?
Well, actually, there's a recipe that I've tried in here for pasta fagioli. I can't exactly put my finger on it right now, but I was always looking for my mother's pasta fagioli recipe, which is a nice warm Italian bean soup, which is great for this time of year. And there's a recipe in here that I tried, and it's exactly like my mother's recipe. So many of them actually have little thank yous to their family on them and saying, you know, this recipe was used by my mother for my family. This one, there's a tribute. My mom, Mary Ann Cherubini Gintonio, made this for special occasions. She would make it as a large roll that was tied and baked and sliced for individual pieces. So I guess I'm on an Italian theme here without knowing it, but it's a recipe for Italian brujol. And so for those of you that want to add that to your holiday repertoire of recipes, you can find it in our Lorraine Eats cookbook.
We're talking this morning with Barb Piscopo from the Lorraine Historical Society. What other things do you have planned for this month? Any exhibits or special events?
Actually, yes, we do. This Saturday, we are doing a sneak peek of our exhibits for 2020. So at 1 o'clock at the Moore House, which is located at 309 West 5th Street, Caitlin Donaldson, our curator, will be showing people some of the collection that we've received as a donation from Gertrude Steiner, who's Helen's sister. Her husband, Lambert, donated many things to us. And we have some wonderful archival material, some great hats and a chair and other things that were part of Helen Steiner Rice's estate. And so a lot of that has been donated to us through her sister Gertrude's surviving husband. And we are very happy to have that for a show and a sneak peek, because next year in 2020, in the spring and summer, we will be featuring Helen along with many other women. That's kind of our theme for next year, beyond the 19th Amendment. So it's all about women next year, women from Lorraine, some nationally recognized and statewide recognized women.
If someone wants to become part of a historical society, how do they go about doing that?
Well, they can certainly sign up online on our website, LorraineHistory.org. There's a section there which says join us, and you can become a member online, or you can get a membership form here at the Carnegie Center. We're open Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays from 10 until 3. If you're over 65 and want to be a basic level member historian, it's $25. And if you're under 65, it's $30. And there are other levels. There's a family membership. If you want to take advantage of our children's history room on a regular basis, there's all kinds of ways you can join us and help us out.
How long have you been a member of the Historical Society? How long has it been going on now, Barb? I'm trying to think.
Well, the Historical Society will celebrate its 40th anniversary in 2021. So I've not been around quite that long. I've only been here, this is, I think, my seventh year. We've been really taken, the Carnegie Center has really kind of, again, put us on the map in a different way, and that was acquired in 2013. So it's probably been, you know, 5 or 6 years that we've been open here at two locations, on 10th Street at 329 West 10th Street, and then also at the Morehouse, 309 West 5th Street in Lorraine.
Barb, on a separate subject, I see that you're involved in the new Main Street Lorraine. Tell us about that and what it is and what you hope to do.
Well, it's a group of volunteers, individuals who really want to become a fully-fledged Main Street organization. I could go on for a long time, but anyway, Ohio, actually Main Street is a national organization, and here in Ohio, Heritage Ohio is the Columbus-based organization that works with all the Main Streets throughout the state of Ohio, and they have a program where you can get some training around four basic areas. I hope I remember them all. One is how to create a good, solid organization. The other is economic development. The third is historic preservation. And the fourth is promotions or marketing. And we really, there's a group of citizens in Lorraine and a lot of the local Lorraine businessmen and just the greater community that want to follow that four-pronged approach and really work to develop with all the organizations in town to better develop our Main Street, because we consider our downtown the living room of the community. So it's kind of like the heartbeat of a community. A strong downtown means a strong city. And with just the, you know, ribbon cutting of our streetscape on Saturday, Mayor Kuzura very accurately addressed the community and said, when egos are aside and when nobody cares who gets the credit, good people can do a lot of good work for a community, and that's what Main Street's all about.
Well, people can find out about Lorraine Historical Society at LorraineHistory.org. And again, coming up on Sunday from 10 to 4 is the holiday open house at their museum gift shop at the Carnegie Center on 329 West 10th Street in Lorraine. Barb, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks very much.
Great. Always good to talk to you. Thanks. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Barb Piscopo joining us this morning from Lorraine Historical Society.